Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Chof Vav, Baba Kama 26a, pagination is 51. We're starting from the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the page, six lines up, where the Mishnah states a very important rule that's often quoted, Adam Muad La'olam. A person who does damage is always liable, bein shogeg, bein mezid, whether he's mistaken, it's an accident, whether he does it on purpose, bein er, bein yoshein, whether he was awake, whether he's sleeping, doesn't make a difference. Person is liable for what he does. The end of the Mishnah, simo esein chavero, if a person accidentally blinded his friend, v'shiber es hakelim, or he broke vessels, mishalem nezek sholem, he has to pay full damage. And the Gemara explains this second part of the Mishnah, that whenever a person does damage by mistake, although he is obligated in nezek, in the damage, but he's not liable for the other four types of payments which exist, tsar, the amount of pain the person had because of the wound that was inflicted, sheves, the lost wages, ripui, doctor bills, boshes, the embarrassment involved. If he did it by mistake, then there's a comparison from doing it by mistake to damaging vessels, in which case only nezek is his responsibility, and not the other four types of payment. The thrust of the Mishnah, though, is that a person is liable even if he did the damage by mistake, even if he did the damage while he was sleeping. In Shulchan Aruch, when this is brought, there is clarification as to what this means. For example, in Simen Shin Ayin Ches, Se'if Beis, the Mechaber gives an example. If a person falls from the roof and does damage, Bein Shenafa Baruach Matsuya, whether he fell in a normal wind, in which case we could understand that he's liable, you have to expect such a wind, Bein Shenafa Baruach She'ena Matsuya, even if he falls in an unusual wind, but as much as it's unusual, but it happens, the lomikri ones gamur, that's not considered a total ones, something well beyond his control. However, if a person was going up on a ladder and a rung broke, imhaisa chazako muhudekes, if the ladder was a healthy ladder, it was strong, it was well attached, everything was good, v'nishmata, and somehow it slipped out, oh shehisliya, or suddenly it rotted, there was a spot that was weak, but it was totally unanticipated, there was nothing about this ladder that indicated such a flaw, hareza potter. Such a case, the person would indeed be potter for the damage he does as a result of his action, shezumako bidei shamayim hu, because that is what we use the expression, an act of God. It was from heaven. So you got to be careful when you compare disciplines, the word act of God or ones gamur, but that's the expression. The expression is, this was beyond my control. This wasn't even a shogeg. It wasn't a weak ones. It was an ones gomor. It really was beyond the person's control. In such a case, he would indeed be potter. Another elaboration occurs in Simen Taf Chof Aleph, where the Mechaber writes in Seif Gimel, the quote, Adam Muad La'olam, a person is always liable. And then he clarifies. Bameh devarim amurim, when was this said that you're liable if two people go to sleep and in the middle of his sleep, he does damage? However, im haya echad yashen, if one person was sleeping, and a different person comes without his consent, without any agreement, and sleeps next to him. But this first person has been sleeping straight through. The second person would be liable if he damages the first person. And if the first person would damage him, he would be potter. Because it's an ones gadol kazeh. It's an ones gadol, tremendously beyond his control, because he's sleeping. How is he supposed to take responsibility? What are you doing lying down next to him without telling him? And therefore, if he moved his foot in such a way that caused damage, for example, he's not going to be liable. V'chein miniach kelov. And similarly, if you put your vessels down next to a person who is sleeping, such a person is considered a posheya by putting it down. That's an act of negligence, and the sleeping person will not be liable. So again, going back to the Mishnah, we need to clarify, what was it that we were making a person liable for, even if he's sleeping? What we mean by that is if he went to sleep in a place, and there was a certain situation, either there's a person next to him, or there are vessels nearby, and he went to sleep under those conditions and did damage while he slept, even though we recognize he didn't do this maliciously, and even though we understand when a person slips, poor guy, he ended up breaking the vase, he's still liable. But if someone put the vase there after he was sleeping, or someone lay down without consent and ends up getting kicked, so then there is such a thing as being potter, because they're sleeping is beyond their control, and that's classified as an ones gomor. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.